A reading from Luke 7, 44-50. When he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Talk about... This is the third part of a series that we've been talking about over the last few days, and it's kind of the conclusion. And Jesus goes right into application. He's not being coy at all. He goes straight to the heart of the matter, and that's really what this is all about. And it's very powerful.
It's a theological exclamation point. He just lays it down right here. He's been indirect, which is a very common Semitic function, kind of pointing things out through illustration to this Pharisee, but now he doesn't even leave anything to question. Basically says, this guy who invited me into his house has no sense of thanksgiving. Here you are, because of the level of your sin and what you bring into the setting, there's a greater sense of gratitude in you. And then to pronounce forgiveness of sins, this is going to really start to get him in trouble with the Pharisees, because he's taking on a prerogative that belongs to God.
Well, this is already, we've talked about one instance of this several days ago, or actually a month ago, and here we have it again. Your sins are forgiven. This provides such an incredible contrast to the self-righteous Pharisee who thinks he has it absolutely right on, and that he is honoring Jesus with his, by inviting him into his house. He has it all upside down. And I think it's very compelling that the way Jesus describes the sinful woman and how destitute she must have felt, but how she sees Jesus right on, whereas the Pharisee doesn't get it at all.
And Jesus really makes a statement about ongoing relationship with God here, which is pretty powerful. To finish with the words, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." It's not salvation to a situation. We might expect him to say that regarding a healing, where there's been an immediate change, or getting somebody out of a difficult situation. But Jesus speaks in many ways to her eternal reality. Your faith has saved you. He recognizes in her that she's acknowledging Messiah, a distinction in him. The anointing here, she's coming alongside with that declaration that he was the anointed one. This is a pretty powerful moment. The Pharisee, who's trained in theology and knew the scriptures completely, misses completely what's happening here. Here's a woman who recognizes what Jesus can be for her, and in those moments, she gets the depth of who he is.
The last thing that's said here, "Your faith has saved you," Jesus says, "Go in peace." When he says "go in peace," is that just a phrase, or is he actually saying you are now at peace with God?
Well, that could be implied in there, peace with God, but basically speaking over her a sense of wholeness and well-being, that though much of her life has been rocky and there hasn't been a lot of peace in it, now he's calling her to step fully into that identity, acknowledging God, and to kind of swim in his shalom, his peace.